welcome to On the Brighter Side. I'm your host, Monica Tanner, and today's episode I am really excited about. I haven't done a solo episode in a while, and this one is going to be a great one. I am turning 40 this week, and that is really exciting and terrifying at the same time. Nowadays, 40 isn't as old as it used to be. It's kind of like 40 is the new 30, but I feel like I have been alive for a long time and I've learned a lot of things. And so every year on my birthday, I try to reflect back over the last year or several years to see how I've grown and what I've learned and to kind of reevaluate my goals and what I would like to accomplish in this life and who I'm becoming and if I'm happy with the progress I've been making. And this year, I decided to write down 40 lessons I've learned in the last 40 years of life and share that with you guys. So when I first came up with this idea, I was worried that I wouldn't be able to come up with enough because 40 is a lot. However, when I started brainstorming and writing them all down, I did what I normally do. I say a little prayer and then I just listen. And as I started over the next few days sort of jotting down lessons, I came up with way more than 40. So what I decided is a lot of these lessons have several jammed into one. And then I also, this isn't all of my stuff. I didn't write anything down about marriage, which is one of my favorite topics. And in August, we're going to do a whole series on marriage. And that will be launching and leading up to September, where I will launch my How to Have a Fairy Tale Marriage e-course, which I'm super excited about. I have been working on it and I will be working on it all summer and it's going to be really awesome. So stay tuned for that. It also doesn't have any of the information that's in my You Rock live workshop that I do, which I'll also probably be turning into an e-course eventually. So this is 40 lessons I've learned in 40 years, but it's going to be a lot. So I'm so excited to share these things with you. And they're in no particular order, but they're kind of clumped into themes, but I'm just going to share them with you. I'm not going to waste any more time. There's a lot of these things that I have learned from guests on the podcast, so I will be kind of mentioning those. And if you're interested in that particular lesson or what I learned from that particular guest, I would encourage you to go back and listen to the full episode, which you can from any podcast listening app. So without further ado, here goes 40 lessons I've learned in the last 40 years. Number one, and probably one of the most important things you can learn to be happy in life, is that other people's opinion of you are none of your business. Now, I learned that from several of my guests, but most memorably, Jody Moore talks about how other people's opinions of you are none of your business. Now, in what I do with my podcast and blog and social media posts, I am super vulnerable and I share a lot of very private things about my life. And I know I just talked to my husband about this and he was like, I would never do what you do. You totally put yourself out there to the entire world, which I do. And sometimes I get negative feedback. And while that doesn't feel good, I realize that their opinion of me, or rather their negative opinion of me, has much more to do with them than it does with me. Likewise, when somebody compliments me, which absolutely I love, and it makes me feel great and encourages me to keep doing what I'm doing, I realize that that opinion of me also has more to do with the person who shared it than it does with me. I am who I am, and I am unapologetically the way that I am. I'm always open to constructive criticism, but I have been so much happier once I really learned and let it sink in deeply that other people's opinions of me really don't have a whole lot to do with me. So that's number one. Number two is that self-care is of the utmost importance. So you've all heard the admonition when you're flying to fasten your own oxygen mask before helping others. Now, this is so important, especially for us as women, those of us who give so much to our family and our friends, and we're usually the last person on our list, and we usually get whatever is left over at the end of the day. But so important in the last 40 years, I have learned that self-care is really important and that you cannot serve from an empty cup. And so instead of tipping your own cup over and letting your energy and goodness spill upon those that you love and serve, I find it's better to keep your cup upright, fill it up all the way to the top. And once it gets to the top, what happens? It spills over onto everybody around you. So I find that to be a much better analogy, that if you will make sure that your cup is continuously full, it will overflow onto all of those around you. So remember, self-care is so important. And it's close to number three, which is stay healthy physically by eating healthy foods, drinking enough water. That's huge. And regular exercise. Make time to exercise. It's good for you mentally. It's good for you physically. And for me, exercise is a very social experience. It's great to have friends that support you and will talk to you and help you through, because exercise isn't super enjoyable all the time. And so if you have a buddy to encourage you and to help you along, that is so wonderful. So find a buddy, make sure you're eating healthy, drinking enough water, and exercising regularly. Number four, sleep is non-negotiable. Make sure you're getting enough sleep. For adults, that's 7 to 9 hours. And I know that's really surprising, and a lot of you probably can function on a lot less sleep. But more importantly than just being able to function is being able to function at the highest level possible. So even if you have less hours in your day because you're sleeping more, those hours can be a lot more productive if you are well rested. And I know a lack of sleep affects everything. It affects your physical energy, your mental energy, your emotional state. So make sure you're getting enough sleep. Number five, it's important to find your own definition of success. And I recognize that that changes as your life progresses. Whatever success means to you, make sure you define that. Write it out. Keep it in front of you all the time and always be reevaluating it. Success looks different for each of us. And so make sure you're well acquainted with your definition of success, and make sure you're spending your time and energy and resources going after that type of success. Number six, no one else can do what you came to this earth to do. I am so vocal and positive that each of us come to this earth with a specific set of obligations that only we can fulfill. We agreed to it at some point in the pre-existence. We said, I will go to earth and I will do that. And nobody else can do it like you can do it. You have been given a specific set of talents, circumstances, life experiences that give you the ability to do your mission, and nobody else can do it. So take some time, meditate, ponder on it. Ask whoever you worship, your supreme creator, God, whoever it is that you look to for answers, ask them what your mission and purpose on earth is. And I promise nothing will be more fulfilling to you than living out that purpose. Number seven, keep your commitments to yourself. That is the best way to build confidence. Now, confidence is absolutely breathtakingly beautiful. I don't think there is anything that any product on the market or anything that will make you as beautiful as confidence. And the thing about confidence is it doesn't come when you reach your goals. It comes at every stage of the process. It comes when you do something you never thought you could do, when you fall down and get back up, and when you push through even when you want to quit. Don't worry about what anyone else thinks of you or your dreams. Confidence is the belief that you can count on yourself. When you make a commitment, keep it. Every time you do, your confidence will grow. Number eight, this is the best, besides confidence, this is the best beauty advice I have ever been given. And that is to start each day by asking how I can use my unique gifts and talents to make the world a better place. If you will spend 3 minutes every morning when you wake up and just ask again, God or whoever you look to for those types of answers, the universe, what you can do that day and how you can use your own gifts and talents to make the world a better place, and then get to work to do it. Number 9, end each day with gratitude for a wonderful day and for all of your blessings. If you will spend 3 minutes at the close of each day and thank God or the universe for your blessings, for having a great day, for the things that have meant the most to you, if you will think about and ponder on those things, you will go to sleep at peace no matter what the rest of your day was like. Number 10, nothing dispels feelings of depression like service and gratitude. Again, that gratitude, having a gratitude practice is so important. Whether that's listing out in a journal things that you're grateful for, whether it's a meditation or something that you do while you're walking, or some sort of practice where you think about the things that you're grateful for and you focus your energy and attention on that type of gratitude, nothing dispels feelings of depression like that. Now, I'm not saying that clinical depression can be solved just with service and gratitude, but I am saying that as women, for me, I cycle once a month. I typically have a few days where I wake up and I'm just irritated and I just don't feel that great. And if I focus on how I can serve others and what I'm grateful for, that will always turn those types of days around. So service and gratitude, those are the best. Number 11, make every day your best day by doing your very best. Now, again, this is different for everyone and different for every single day. Just make sure you're doing your best. Now, only you know what your best is, but I promise if you give your best every day, that's all anyone can ever ask of you. So at the end of each day, if you know you did your best, be proud of that. Number 12, life doesn't have to be perfect to be wonderful. I love this phrase so much, especially on those days when I look around my house and it looks like a bomb went off in my kitchen, in my laundry room, in my pantry, and there is just disarray everywhere. I think, what a mess. But then I remember to enjoy the mess because this is my mess and it was made by the people that I love more than anything in the entire universe. I'm so grateful for these little people that I share my space with. And yeah, there's messes everywhere, but this is my beautiful life. And usually the best days end with the biggest messes. And it's so true, and it won't last forever. So make sure you enjoy the wonderful days and enjoy the mess. Number 13 is similar to number 12, but it's just to slow down and appreciate the little moments. This looks like looking up from your phone, leaving things like laundry and dishes for later if your family is playing or your kids are asking for your attention. Just make sure you're giving them your full attention. Look up from what you're doing every once in a while and just appreciate what's going on around you, because those moments are few and far between and they won't last forever. At some point, your kids will grow up and they'll leave the house and it will be less messy and it will be quieter, but it will be empty. So make sure you appreciate everything that's happening around you. Try to take it in. Number 14, strength is found in the hardest times, not when life is easy. I think about that a lot when I think about my own life and the different struggles and trials that I have had the opportunity to live through. I had an exceptional childhood, but my teen years were not so easy, and I did face a lot of challenges and things that were very difficult, but they made me who I am. And I wouldn't give them back or trade them for the whole world. I learned to be independent. I learned to be resourceful, and I learned how strong I really was. I learned to depend on a power greater than my own. And more than anything, I think I learned to forgive those who have been unkind to me. I think that's one of my talents, is the ability to forgive. And I'm grateful for that time in my life where I was strengthened and I learned who I was and who I wanted to become. Number 15, find humor in the hardest of times. I love this quote by one of the greatest women who ever lived. Her name is Marjorie Pay Hinckley, and she said, "The only way to get through life is to laugh your way through it. You either have to laugh or to cry, and I prefer to laugh because crying gives me a headache. Life is too important to be taken so seriously." Now, this isn't a super serious example, but in my family the other day, the kids were all taking showers in the morning, and for some reason, when they got out of the showers, the towels they were wrapped up in all smelled so strongly of throw up, literally of barf. And I have no idea why. I have no idea if somebody threw up in the middle of the night and I cleaned it up and I just don't remember, or if somehow some throw up got into the washing machine and I didn't get all the way washed out of these towels. But for some reason, all the kids were coming out of the shower and complaining and freaking out because their towels smelled like barf. We even had some tears. I mean, it was bad. And it wasn't super funny at the time, but when all the kids came home from school and we were all sitting around the counter eating our snacks and talking, all of a sudden we all just started laughing our guts out and remembering this morning when everybody smelled like barf. And this isn't a huge problem. I mean, obviously I could just wash the towels and wash the smell right out, but it was a memory that probably my kids will always remember. It binds us together and it was so funny. So make sure you find the humor, even if it takes you a while to get through the other emotions. Humor can be found in even the hardest of times, but it can always be found in the mundane, everyday things of life, and the humor is what will bind you together. Number 16, own your story. It made you who you are. Like I said, I wouldn't give back any part of my life, even if I could. I own the good parts of my story, the bad, the embarrassing parts, the growing parts, all the parts of my story. I believe that everything happens for a reason, and everything we experience can be woven into the tapestry of your life and makes you the person you are today. So make sure you own your story. Don't be ashamed of it. Number 17, you are not responsible for the feelings of others, nor can you control them. This is a very hard concept for many to learn, but when you learn it, it is so freeing when you realize that you're not responsible for how other people feel, nor can you control it. The other day, I posted a story on Facebook, and it was a very vulnerable story, and somebody very close to me that I love very much was offended and hurt by this story. And of course, I was saddened by that, but I realized that they chose to interpret the story in a certain way that I had not intended it, and that was their choice. I told my story, I was true to myself, and they chose to be offended by what I put out there. And I apologized for the fact that they were offended and sad, but I didn't retract the story or change it in any way because it is my story and have no control over how that made somebody else feel. So remember that you're not responsible, nor can you control the feelings of others. Number 18, share your voice and live your truth with honor and don't worry about the rest. That's very similar to 17, but you've got to share your voice because your experiences and the lessons that you've learned and the things that you've dealt with in your life can help others. Your voice needs to be shared and needs to be heard. I promise there's someone out there who will benefit from what you have struggled with, what you've conquered, what you've learned. So put it out there and don't worry about the rest. Don't worry about the haters or the people who are going to misunderstand you. Just live your truth with honor and don't worry about anything else. Number 19, strength and beauty come from the struggle. Now, I love to put this in terms of the process of a caterpillar becoming a butterfly. When you think about ugly, fat, hairy, wormy little caterpillar, they spin this cocoon and they spend this time inside of it, which I would relate to meditating and pondering. And then they have to struggle to work their way out of this cocoon that they have created for themselves. And they come out looking like a beautiful butterfly. And did you know that there are no two butterflies that are the same? Every single butterfly is unique in their own way. And that is just the same as we are. Our struggles, our trials are unique uniquely created and customized to us and will make us the most beautiful version of ourselves, the most beautiful butterfly that has ever existed. So just remember when you're struggling that beauty and strength comes from that struggle. Number 20, if you waste time trying to get everyone to love you, you'll be the most popular dead man in town. Now this quote comes from Game of Thrones. Now I'm not sure how many of you watch it. It's a pretty tough show. It's pretty vulgar. But I love this quote because if you waste your time trying to get everyone to love you, you'll be the most popular dead man in town. Don't do it. There is absolutely no way to please everyone. So don't spend all your time and energy trying to make everyone happy. That is up to them. You can only worry about yourself. Like I've said in the past, you can only live your truth with honor and don't worry about what other people think about it. Number 21, when you're going for your dream, going for it is always better than wishing that you had. This is one of those ones I'm super passionate about, and I'm going to cram a whole bunch of lessons into just one. But the best time to start is now. You've heard that saying that the best time to plant a tree is like 20 years ago, but the second best time to plant it is right now. Wherever you're at, right now is the perfect time to start. Even if you're not ready, do it anyways, because everyone stinks at the beginning. You will get better and better with practice, so don't expect it to be perfect right at the beginning. I love this from Allison Faulkner. She says, if you feel called to do it, freaking do it. And I would say that about your mission, about your purpose, about anything in life you want to do, start before you're ready. It's okay to suck at the beginning. It makes you relatable. It makes people love you. They will see your progress and they will appreciate you for that. Number 22, don't be afraid of failure. Failure is just another opportunity to learn. It's a chance to revise your strategy. Nobody succeeds without failing first. If they did, it's a total fluke. I promise you, there is nothing scary about failure. Nobody is going to dwell on your failures except for you. So learn a lesson from it and move on. Number 23, the only things you can control is your attitude and your effort. So have the right attitude. If you believe you can, you're right. And if you believe you can't, you are also right. So think about the future with optimism, work hard, put forth the effort, and I promise you will make progress. Number 24, anything worth doing is going to be hard. Nothing that's worth doing comes easy. So just plan on working hard and grinding and hustling and every day getting a little bit closer to where you want to go. Number 25, it's okay to call your shot. In fact, you should be calling your shot. I do this exercise in my You Rock workshop where I have you write down, well, first I have you think about who you want to be, and then I have you write down all of the goals that you would need to accomplish to get there, and then I have you rewrite those goals as if they have already happened. It's okay to call your shot. Put it out into the universe and watch the universe manifest it for you. Number 26, stay focused on the most important next step. You don't have to know the end from the beginning. You don't have to know everything there is to know about how to get there and what to do. You only have to know the next step. So write down the next step and work on it, and you will be amazed at how quickly you progress. Number 27, always give more than you take. Leave things better than you found them and always over deliver. If you can surpass their expectations, they will follow you for life. I always say this, and I'm adamant about this in my personal and work life. Always, if possible, over deliver. Give more than they expect, and they will always appreciate it. Number 28, learn to ask for what you need. People cannot read your mind. Don't be afraid to ask. The answer is always no until you ask. And I do a whole series about this in my You Rock workshop as well. I believe that I'm really good at asking for what I need. Nobody can get anywhere by themselves. You will always need help somehow from someone else. Be resourceful. Figure out who knows how to do it, who knows the answer, who has what you need, and go and ask. And then I would say be politely persistent, which means keep on asking until you get an answer, whether it's a yes or whether it's a no. If you ask and you get no response, keep on asking. Find someone else to ask. Ask in a different way. Be polite, but be persistent. And if you do get a no, don't be afraid to ask why they said no to you. Maybe that will help you in your next pitch if you know what you can improve on. So I'm super passionate about that. You can't get anywhere by yourself. Get resourceful, figure out who can help you, and then always go and ask. The worst that can happen is that they'll say no, and you'll learn from that as well. So make sure you ask for what you need. Number 29, everything is figure outable. Don't quit just because you're struggling to figure something out. It's all figure outable. These days, it's probably figure outable for free with Google and YouTube. People have posted the answer to every question you could probably ever come up with. There is somebody who knows the answer. Find who that is. Figure it out. Do not quit. Number 30, always remember that everything you need to succeed is already within you. Just reach inside and pull it out. God would not put a purpose or a mission on your heart and not provide the resources for you to get it accomplished. I promise you that everything you need to succeed is already within you. Number 31, don't get discouraged. Any progress, even if it's slow, is still progress. I love what Tony Robbins teaches about this. He says, no matter how many mistakes you make or how slow your progress, you're still way ahead of anyone who isn't trying. So just remember to keep on giving it your best. Don't get discouraged. Number 32, comparison is the thief of joy. Don't compare your beginning to someone else's middle. This can be really difficult to do, especially when you're just starting out and you're making a lot of mistakes and it seems like you're never going to get to where you want to get to. Just don't compare. Adding to number 32, so maybe 32B would be to collaborate. Find someone who's done what you're trying to do, ask them for help and collaborate with them. Collaboration is so much more effective than competition. There's room for everyone to succeed. So much more gets done when you pool your resources and you work together on something. Find people that are doing what you're doing and figure out a way to collaborate. Number 33 is stay in your lane. I learned this from one of my guests and good friends, Sarah Wells. She is a food blogger and she told me that she doesn't follow her peers, even if they're her good friends, because it distracts her from what she's doing. So she keeps an eye singular to what she's working on and she does and provides the best content in her lane. Nobody does what she does like she does it. So don't look side to side, look straight ahead and stay in your lane. Number 34, we're going to get a little bit personal here. We're going to change from going for your dreams to personal life a little bit. So number 34, when talking about your friends, choose quality over quantity. Spend time with people who inspire you, support you, and make you better. I'm sure you've heard that you're only as good as the 5 people you surround yourself with. So surround yourself with people who make you want to be better. Number 35, always give others the benefit of the doubt. You would want them to do the same for you. So like I said, sometimes I have days when people just get on my nerves and I just don't feel very good and everybody is just totally annoying. But I have to remember that I say stupid stuff and do stupid stuff all the time and I don't ever mean to offend anyone. And so I would want them to give me the benefit of the doubt. So make sure that you're doing the same for others. You never know when someone's had a bad day or a heartbreak or something in their life is just not quite right and they might take it out on you. Just give them the benefit of the doubt. Number 36, never miss an opportunity to tell those closest to you how much you love and appreciate them. You never know how much time you have to spend with another person. If somebody does something kind for you or something that inspires you or that you appreciate, take a moment to let them know how much you love and appreciate appreciate them because you never know, A, when you'll get another chance, and B, what that will mean to them. So make sure you share your love with others. Number 37, nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. Such little things can go such a long way for people. Make sure that you are letting people know how much you care, especially your kids. When you're trying to teach your kids something, they don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So make sure they know how much you care. Number 38, be a builder. This is one of my very favorite lessons, is to be a builder. Never speak badly about others. If you don't have something nice to say, then don't say anything at all. But everyone in this whole world is looking for love and acceptance. And if you can build people up and help them become the best that they can be, that's when you will get farther than you ever dreamed possible. We rise by lifting others. I love that quote. If you have the opportunity to build somebody up, take it. Number 39, celebrate the success of others along with your own personal victories. Now, I love this concept so much. I had the opportunity to teach about it on Sunday school. I love the way that it's illustrated in the parable from the Bible of the laborers in the vineyard. And I'm just going to read just a little bit of this parable, but it goes like this. A landowner went out early in the morning to hire laborers. They agreed upon a wage for the day and they began to work. After employing the first group of laborers at 6 in the morning, the landowner returned at 9, 12 noon, and 3 o'clock in the afternoon, hiring more workers as the urgency of the harvest increased. He came back a final time at 5 in the evening and hired a concluding number. Just an hour later, at 6 in the evening, all of the workers gathered to receive their day's wages. Surprisingly, all received the same wage in spite of their different hours of labor. Immediately, those hired first were angry, saying, "These last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the heat of the day." Now, if you really think about this, nobody was treated unfairly here. The first workers agreed to a full wage of the day and they received it. In fact, they were the most fortunate workers of the bunch. Sympathy should be shown for the men not initially chosen, as they had mouths to feed and also needed the work. Each time the landowner returned, the men not chosen grew increasingly more discouraged and were willing to work for anything. Imagine their surprise when they were paid the same in the end. In the parable, the generous landowner asked this piercing question to anyone then or now who needed to hear it. "Why should you be jealous because I choose to be kind?" There are always people among us and around us who will get blessings and recognition for their accomplishments over and above what you receive. How sad will it be if we feel jealousy and envy every time this happens? Let us rejoice in the good fortune of others. We are not diminished when someone else is added upon. Remember this, and this is a quote from Jeffrey R. Holland. He says, "Coveting, pouting, or tearing down others does not elevate your standing, nor does demeaning someone else improve your self-image. Be kind and be grateful that God is kind. It is a happier way to live." I love this concept, and it's not an easy concept, but it is a great one. And I have dedicated myself to learning and being able to do just that. Last but not least, number 40, please remember that you are enough. I have learned this from personal experience. Nothing and no one can take that away from you. No matter how bad you feel at any point in your life, you are always enough. You always have something to contribute. You can always make the world a better place. So just remember that no matter how bad you might feel, you are always, always enough. You were born that way and will always be that way. And I will end this episode the way that I end every other one. But thank you so much for letting me share with you the 40 life lessons that I have learned in my 40 years of life. I'm so excited for my 40s. I've heard they are just fantastic. I want to live them to the fullest and continue to share my message with the world. And for my birthday, I would just just ask, if possible, leave me a rating and a review. It helps other people find the podcast. Share this podcast with a friend. I love and appreciate every single one of you. Every single time I get a comment on any of my posts or a review on the podcast, I read every single one of them, and I appreciate you for taking the time for letting me know what this means to you. And so for my birthday, just reach out in any way. You can email, you can comment, you can DM, you can review, but just let me know if this podcast has helped you in some way. And until next week, have courage, be kind, and stay on the brighter side.